this morning will be walking out your vision. And the Lord started dealing with me this morning. How many knows that the Word of God gives vision? Faith is what carries you. Faith is the force that carries you to the vision, that carries you until the vision manifests. And so a lack of, and I learned this a long time ago, I guess 25, 30 years ago, 28, whatever it was. If I'm going to, because I mean, even without the Lord, I was a dreamer. You know, I believe that God puts gifts in us. He knew us before we were born, you know. And I believe Him in our life then, we begin to walk out what our desires are, even you know, without us knowing. The Bible says that He has plans for us, Jeremiah 29:11. Know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, you know. And but the Word of God gives vision. I learned a long time ago, you know, and that's why I still do it today. I meditate on the Word, you know. My mind goes to the Word. Kind of like Willie Marsh Auto Parts down there. Now, I bought parts years for him before he sold out. And I've eaten with him a time or two since, you know, really like Willie. And I'd say a number or something, he'd say, that's a carburetor. And I'd be like, what? He said, every time I hear a number, he said, some kind of number, he said, it goes to my mind goes to a part. And I said, that's not a good problem to have, is it? No. He said, I'm still looking at parts in my mind. He said, because I did it so many years. He said, I just did it so many years till it's a part of me. And he would really like to get rid of that. I mean, here's 454, it's an Oldsmobile engine, or whatever, you know. Chevy engine, you know. Well, how many knows, I learned a long time ago that my thinking, according to the Scripture, my thinking is going to govern my life. And my thinking up till I got born again governed my life for destruction. Anger, whatever the world trained me, whatever man's nature trained me, whatever I saw, whatever, you know, had trained me up to that point at 27 years old. You know, and even today, you cannot let the culture mold you. You cannot let culture, your job, the way people are on jobs, you know, the way some Christians are. I mean, I'm not shocked at the way some Christians are. You know, they're just, a lot of them, like I told somebody the other day, I said, a lot of Christians, I would say the majority of Christians that I know are just ignorant of what the Word says. I mean, they're really, or they've heard the Word like Teresa was talking about, but never initiate it, never do nothing with that Word, you know, and then it cannot bring a harvest. It cannot. I mean, if you're reading the Bible or hear a sermon, you know, you got affliction in your body or something like that, and that Scripture means something to you, 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. That Word's come to give you vision to get up and do something. It's not just so you can hear it and say, "Woo, yes, Jesus is good." No, you've got to take the vision and run with it. Habakkuk over there too, he told him, he said, write the vision and make it plain. See, the Bible says in those days in Habakkuk 2 that the word was scarce. The word of the Lord was not, they didn't have no vision because the word of the Lord wasn't coming. And God calls Samuel. He runs in there to Eli three times. You know, did you call me? And then Eli perceived, you know, that it was the Lord calling him because he's waking me up, man. You know, I'm not calling. I didn't say nothing. But you know what? He said, just say, here I am, Lord. You know, and when he did that, then the Lord began to tell him, write the vision and make it plain. He said, where those that read it can run with it. See, there was no vision, Johnny, in that time. And God was bringing the Word so that they would have vision. But the Word of God gives and stirs vision. And I'm not talking about natural vision. I mean, I can see Johnny. That's not supernatural. That's the way God made us. My natural eye, I can see everybody in here, you know, but the supernatural vision is not eye vision. I mean, it's not natural, it's supernatural. It's empowered and inspired by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And that's how come I'm not going to quit serving Jesus, because I've got vision in Him. I've had since I got born again that He is the God of this universe. That if He can save me, if He can change me, if He can bring my marriage back together like He did, there's nothing that this God can't do. Because I've tried everything in the natural realm by threatening, by everything to get what my heart's desire was. But God did it. See, and when I got born again, I mean, He says, all of a sudden, you know, I had this thought, you know, turn on some preaching. That's the last thing I ever wanted, man. I mean, I got pot in the freezer, man. I got speed, man. I mean, I got everything. I got whiskey and all that. I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. Teresa's the one had us reading the Bible, you know. And we started feeling like we needed to change, but God was dealing with us. But I had this thought, turn on preaching. And so I went in there and turned on preaching. So I went in there and turned on preaching. See, because I didn't know how to hear from the Lord. I didn't even know that was Him. I thought I just had a thought. But that was Him. Well, if He hadn't said turn on the TV, I'd have never turned on the TV. That was vision. That was prophetic vision. Come to me, unbeknown to me, that's fixing to alter my life. And so, you know, I could sit there, nah, I'm just so sad. My life's all apart, see. Now I got to do something with the Word. So I go turn on that TV. And that guy, you know the story. And then I go to anoint my house. And Teresa comes in, cusses me out. Because she can't turn the doorknobs and all of that stuff. I mean, I had oil everywhere. Cooking oil. You know? But you know what? That was a turning in the events of mine and her life that brought us where we're at today. When that preacher on TV said, anoint your house with oil. And I'm like, wow, I wonder what oil is. Olive oil. And he said, oh, forget it. Just use Crisco. Well, that's what we used to cook with, and I knew it because I cooked breakfast then, you know. But see, sometimes we think it's just a big supernatural revelation come down and fry our hair and all of that before we obey. No, we obey God in the little things. Those we have vision. God began to give me vision about my life, about my health. He began to give me vision. He began to show me that my daddy didn't know Him like I could know Him. And that my daddy wanted tractors, but my daddy never knew how to believe God for tractors. I believe God for tractors, and I got them. And I've given tractors away. I have absolutely give tractors away and backhoes away. I thought, man, I might as well take it to the full till it over. See, the Word will cause you to think unlimited in Him. That's why your flesh don't want to read the Bible. That's why y'all sitting out there watching TV this morning, watching preaching, probably me, then you won't go to church. See, God can't add to your vision because you won't do what He wants you to do. If He's telling you to go to church, be faithful to church, that's all you got to do, and that opens up what Sandy said. That opens up possibilities. That opens up, I mean, that unties the hand. And no, you can't tie God's hand, but that unlimits God to where He can move in. And just like Sandy this morning, you know, I mean, receive that. She needed to hear that. I don't come here and pastor because I have to. I don't. I want to. It's a privilege to me. And I thank Him all the time for the ministry He gave me. I don't look at it as a drudgery and a burnout and it's an unending cycle of people coming and won't come to church. Mentioned to somebody yesterday, I said, how come you're not putting your Facebook Live anymore? I don't even want to go to church. You know, fact of the matter, I watch whatever he said during church, you know, video games or whatever it is. I said, yeah. I said, your pastor done told me about all that. He said, nobody won't come to church. I'm telling you this for a reason. Then I went through a season where I did look at people, but see, listen to me. The vision God has for you to have a good life and a good marriage, you're going to encounter things that's going to try to get you to turn that vision loose, to lay it down, to quit, to give up. And when you don't, then you're growing, and you come through, and then there's a knowing without a seeing all this stuff. There's a knowing that this vision will come to pass. It might tarry, but don't give up on it. It will come. I got a good marriage today. I had to fight the good fight, then I come on in rest. Once I learned how to get in faith in my marriage, I entered into rest. I entered into freedom. I entered into knowing that I'll always be with her all the days of my life. There's a knowing. There's a settled. He said, after that you went through a while, I'll strengthen, you know, settle and establish you. See, vision, when you walk out your vision, God establishes you while you're walking out your vision, and then he settles you to where you don't care if you have to wait 40 years like Caleb, you are going to go to your vision. And Caleb did. How many knows if you have been born again, as we walk with the Lord, he gives vision. You ain't got to pray for vision. Ain't nothing wrong with that. God, open the eyes of my heart. Whatever you want to do, Lord. I mean, we all need to be saying, God, what do you want me to do, God? Are there anything you want me to do? Lord, are there anybody you want me to help, Lord? Are there anything I could do more at church? Oh, God, no. We have to come 3 hours already. That's your vision. That's your vision. See, but when you start following the Lord's vision for your life, he will take you out of your own comfort zone, and he'll put you into a place to where your life will impact others. I got scripture for it, that we are fitly joined together. Every joint supplies, and I'm not talking about marijuana. Every one of us are joints. And every one of us supply. Every one of us has a supply. See, natural vision will be selfish. Self-centered. What I want. You know, what I... But God's vision will be balanced. It'll be, I can have the desires of my heart, but I want your will, God. See, God's supernatural vision will balance you to where you won't be self-centered and self-willed and have a temper tantrum if you don't get it your way while you're on the way to the vision. See, natural vision, what you can see with your eyes is. I mean, you can see God's vision manifest in time in your life if you walk it out. You'll be able to see it. But Thomas wouldn't believe a vision without seeing it. He said, I won't believe he's here unless I can see. And God let him experience it. But he said, blessed are those who believe and cannot see. See, the Lord told me just in my heart, you know, over the years, you know, he told me, he said, I want you to dream. I wanted to give up one time. I really did. I went through so much and I just... You know, and I'd lost vision. I'd laid my vision down, and I'm sitting on my back porch and not got these wonderful grandkids that we're being able to teach how to have a relationship with the Lord, you know, to walk with him at a young age. But I'm telling the Lord, Lord, you've been good to me. Just take me on. Just, you know, I don't believe you got to die sick. This world says you got to die sick. Everybody going to die sick. I don't believe that. I believe you can come to a point to where you're ready to go and God's ready for you to go and you just give up the ghost. You just transfer from here to there. Not sick. I'm not going to die sick. I'm sickness and disease. And why? I've got vision from the Word of God that that's not His will. And so therefore, in between now and me going on, I'm not going to let my body and I'm not going to let the doctors and I'm not going to let anything get in between me and that vision, because my faith is in God to carry me to that promise. Now my body going to tell me different and I can't take thoughts saying what my body says. I got to say what that word says and say, no, God, you are faithful. That you have, that the thing that I commit to you, you are able to keep. See how the word gives you vision not to quit? Well, I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm like, God, you blessed me, Lord. I've been fulfilled in ministry and streets and jails and nursing homes and hospitals and prisons and churches, Lord, and houses. I mean, house meetings, man. They wouldn't have been come preach. I mean, He's had me in the youth, preaching to the youth, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. So I'm like, God, you've been so good. And I got to pastor and I evangelized for 8 years. And man, I mean, I felt like, you know, you've been good to me, Lord, and I'm just ready. Heaven sounds good to me. And I'm sitting there, you know, and kind of like Elijah sitting there under the juniper tree. I've been through so much. Ain't nobody serving, you know. I mean, the mentality of a lot of God's people is there today in that vision. I'm not going to sit back. I'm going to be like the two lepers, God. But God, I'm going in anyhow. I'm going in, and we're different from them. We're born again. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have vision from God. You can lose your vision. You can lay your vision down. That don't mean that vision died. The people's going to take vision into their grave when they could have had it here. Dreams and wish they had, but anyhow, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, dream. And I knew it was the Lord. I said, I don't want to dream, Lord. I'm tired of dreaming. You know, I mean, because if I dream, now I got to fight. And I don't really want to fight. I mean, I'm ready. I'm just kind of like Paul. I've finished my course, which I hadn't. Devil's a liar. You know, and so he said it another time, dream. And I'm like, I don't want to dream, Lord. I'm just tired, you know. And everything. See, my unbelief and not believing was killing the dream. The vision you have has power in it. The vision you have has sustaining power in it. But you got to pick it up. And once you pick it up and begin to move forward in it, you're justified in your faith then. You're justified. You're made, I mean, you're counted as right, in right standing with the Lord. And then heaven begins to back up that walk. We're going to get on down a little bit. Faith without works is dead. I'm going to break some things down for you. But supernatural vision, you can't see it. Unless somebody's walked it out. And the promise. Then you can see the manifestation of the vision that they had. And then you can follow after those who through, like Johnny was talking about. You know. And you're going to have people before you that is going to go before you because God is a good God. He brought Jesus down. He carried Jesus before them. I mean, they knew He was a natural man. He was born in the flesh just like me and you. And He walked with them for 30 years before the anointed ministry came to work in His life. So they saw it demonstrated in front of them in real life how to be empowered. And Jesus taught them by the Holy Spirit and told them, great works did I do, but greater works that you will do because I sinned to the Father. So their mind had to be renewed to what Jesus had told them, I'm sure. Because some of them said, is this not Jesus the carpenter? See, they knew him. But then some knew him. They knew. They knew in here. They knew in their spirit. They knew. They knew this man ain't capable of raising the dead. We've walked with him for 30 years. This man, see, God carried before them. My point is, and he used Jesus' words and Jesus' walk to give them vision. Your walk with the Lord and walking out your vision will inspire others. Especially if they know that you ain't done it on your own. Especially if they know that you have trusted in the Lord and you have walked with the Lord. And they will, and you know what? You will shock people because they'll be like, is that Rob? Is that Johnny? Is that about Weston? Scotty Weston? Is that him that's doing all of that stuff down there? It happens. And then they'll ask me, and they'll be like, yo, no, I'm not doing it by myself. Jesus is with me. The Lord's with me. And I told one, he died, I'd raised with. I told one, I said, all this could be happening for you too. I said, Jesus is, no. See, I have that vision. What he'll do for me, he'll do for whoever he tells to do something. He's got the power to walk it out. Jesus didn't walk it out in his own power. Paul didn't walk it out in his own power. John, Peter, and all them, book of Acts, chapter 2, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. That gave them a boldness, a vision to go into all the world. And Jesus had told them, so they were carrying out the vision that they had from Jesus. See, vision comes for our natural life. What do I mean by that? Where you live, I mean your house, you know, car, you know, I mean, toys for your kids, toys for your grandkids, you know. I mean, he gives you vision even for that. He gives you vision, I mean, he gives you vision for your life. I told somebody the other day, you know, because, I mean, some of the church is hung up on this garbage teaching, you know, that he'll supply all your, and they say, needs. Needs. They don't even know what the word need means. I need a pontoon. Right? I put the word need in there. Hung up on that. They think they can't afford nothing. They can't. I've not got all my bling and all my dozers and all of my, I've not got it all of that because I own a garage door company. I got my cows out of Deuteronomy 28 that I never had no conscious, I mean, remembering that cows were in there. I come out of open heart surgery, and I thought, well, I ain't read Deuteronomy 28 in a while. So I'm reading Deuteronomy 28, you know, and if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord, you know what it says? Do all that I command you to do. All these blessings will come on, you know. It didn't say he'll give you 1,800 jobs, 40 more hours a week, and save for 30 years and buy you a house. Now, you work the natural. You work the natural. Save for you a good chunk down payment on the house. Believe in God. Start saying, I mean, work the natural realm. But don't forget the super. Because he's super. I mean, it's like super. Oh, super's not a good name for that. Super. I mean, you go and they tell you you got to pay. You can have a house, but you need $10,000 or whatever. You ain't got a dime, man. You think you ain't got a dime. Yeah, I mean, you go do the banking account, and you're like, who? It's in there. You're like, how in the world did that all get in there? And then you're like, nah, I missed somebody. I got to owe somebody something. So sit there about two hours. I'm calling everybody I buy from because I just know I have missed paying somebody. That's got to be it. That's why I got the money in there. So I call them all. And I'm like, check your records good. Are you sure? I'm not going to get no bill later. No, you're paid up. No, you're paid up. No, you're paid up. No, You're paid up. You know, you're COD. You're paid up. And I said, well, okay. Then I get out, and I almost done one of them Indian dances right there at the post office in Bluntsville. I'm getting in my house, baby, that I've been believing God 10 years. I wore Teresa out. Don't just take this. It's my story. Like God, I had vision from the Lord that I could own me a brick house with some land, and I wouldn't turn loose of it. And I got it out of that Bible by the Holy Spirit, praise God, and I wore Teresa out so she wouldn't ride with me. I knew every back road, every crack and crevice around Bluntsville. Well, I mean, they say you're a little radical. I'm not radical. This is biblical. There's a difference in being radical and biblical. Biblical makes you look radical to unbelievers. But it's natural. I mean, us as believers, it is natural for us to be supernatural, to think supernatural, to believe supernatural. What that means to me is that I can't do this, but I can believe God, and through Him and His supply, it will be done in His name. He'll do it. I moved in my house. Laid hands on my house for every time just about that I would go to work, and I would speak to it, and I would say, I own you. Me and Teresa own you. Not me, her, and the bank. And that come to pass. You know. Well, you know what? I had opportunity between the time that I started believing to be debt-free. I mean, foreclosure and all that. I could have quit and give up. But I stood on the Word of God that I would not lose anything. Not lose. Why am I telling you that? Because between you, and when you get the promises, when you get healed, When God does manifest, the Word does manifest healing, and you have a sharp pain where you had trouble, don't just say, oh, it's back. Oh, it's back. Say, nope, you're lying. I received that. You got to hold on to your vision. Hold fast, stand fast. Hallelujah. Vision comes for our natural life. Vision comes concerning ministry for you. Well, I ain't called into ministry. Yeah, you are. Everybody is called into the ministry. Everybody. Well, I'm just a nobody. No, you're not. You can't believe that and stay here. We won't let you. We're not nobodies. You are not a nobody. Everybody might see you as a nobody. Everybody might believe you're a nobody. But don't you let it, nobody cause you to see yourself as a nobody. A lot of people don't believe in me. And I'm Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My identity is not in whether people affirm me or not. My identity is in Christ Jesus. I am, you are, who you are by the grace of God. Now you have got to have that vision instead of a dead vision that you're a nobody. You know your flaws and failures. Quit looking at them and look at the one that is flawless. And he don't never fail. And put your trust in him. Put it in him. Your identity, my identity. Look, if I lost the God's door business today, that don't mean I'm defeated, bless God. That just means God will open another door. He's been my source all the time, praise God. Had a door company kind of threaten me the other day, and I told Travis, I said, they threatened me one more time, I'm done with them. Well, I checked it out, and it wasn't so what he was saying. So, number one, lied to me. But they don't have a covenant with God. They need me. They need me linked to them. And so I got some information, and I called back to the one that did that to me. And I let them know that what they said wasn't so. And then I almost come out of my mouth, and I thought, I won't do it this time. Almost come out of my mouth, you know, because I realize that people are not the enemy. They might be yielding to the enemy, and he might be trying to use them, but I can shut that human off. If the enemy is getting to me through a human, I can sever that relationship. Well, you might lose a bunch of money. There we are. There we are with that unbelief stuff. I don't consider that. I consider I want God's anointing. So I started to come out of my mouth and almost did and tell this person, if you ever threaten me again, you will be getting somebody else. That was a threat to me. Trying to get me to change up things that I've already got planned and make a liar out of me and other things. See? Now, I'm not telling you my story. You're going to face these kind of things. That you're going to have to make choices at what you believe is the right path in your life. And like Teresa talked about, if you ever, nobody have to tell me. Nobody has to preach to me and tell me, well, the Bible says, you know, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. No, they don't nobody have to preach that to me. That's already in me. Tithing, going to church. Man, they said they started the church and they seen a backhoe or something. And they seen a backhoe and April told Tim, said, that reminds me of Scotty. Yeah, backhoe, it might be, if your truck don't crank driving that backhoe to work. And I looked at him and I said, I would. How come you know it? Okay, there you see my faith. You can see somebody's faith. They can say, well, I'm believing God. Well, where was you at Wednesday night? Well, I had to work late. That's fine. That's legit. But we found out you wasn't working. I thought you had faith. Well, I was tired. That ain't faith working. Your body's telling you what to do. Now it's getting in the way of your vision. I'm not just talking to people here. If it's happening to you here, get smarter than your flesh. It ain't even the devil. The devil ain't even doing nothing. He's like, I'll just leave him alone. Just let him go. They yielding to that flesh. I give them a temptation 18 years ago, buddy, and that same one still working every Wednesday. If it was you start happening to Travis because he wasn't being in it like me, I'd tell him, anytime you see a cycle, son, anytime you see something happening at a certain time, he told me, every morning, every Sunday morning, I get up and I'm sick. Every Sunday morning, I get up and I'm sick. What about Monday? Oh, no, it's $2,000 up, mate. I don't care if I'm sick or not, but God, I'm going to work. Oh, ain't nothing going to hold me down. Ain't no grave gonna hold his body down. I've seen him do it. Halfway skip church. Feels a lot better Monday morning. Oh, yeah, baby. Jesus is Lord. Johnny, really? That stuff really, literally to Christian happen. It happens. Attacks of the enemy. Things to get to stop your vision. See, what people don't realize, your obedience, whatever God is telling you to do, in that obedience is where the power for vision and more vision will be revealed to you that'll take you into your future. But if you don't, like God tells people to go to church, I mean, I'm listening to, you know, preachers on TV, Jimmy Swaggart and them and all that, and ain't, you know, Daddy used to watch Jimmy Swaggart and all that, and I'd be like, Dad, I'd rather have Bugs Bunny. Come on, let us watch some cartoons, Dad. That preaching wasn't doing me no good. I could turn it on the TV, and it wasn't doing me. But when I went to church, I'm telling you, something happens to people that go to church. That's why I laid out one Sunday night, and the Lord told me. I felt good till 8:15. That's what time we usually got out of church. And it's just like I'd had backslid. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, what did I do? I didn't even say nothing. And blah, blah, blah. And the Lord said, it's because you felt good. He said, when the service got over, he said, you could have went to church and you didn't. He said, and I didn't do nothing to you. He said, that's what happens. Your inner man begins to diminish in peace and joy and all of that because you are defiling your conscience. Because you know I want you to go to church. And then he told me, he said, and you are affecting others. He said, you can discourage them by you not going. You can blah, 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 you know. And I had this excuse. I said, well, Lord, they don't know if I'm evangelizing or not. He said, I do. I know you're not. I know you could go to church. So every one of y'all all the way over yonder, all the way into Egypt, we won't talk about y'all here because y'all are faithful. But we're talking to them in Florida. We're talking to them in Georgia. We're talking about them in Israel over there. We're talking about all them that says they are the church. Well, why don't you go ahead and tithe to yourself? Huh? Why don't you tithe to yourself and build yourself up? See how contrary it is? But he steals vision from people to get them unconnected to the body so that he can't do what he wants in the body corporately and he can't do individually. I would not be where I'm at today had it not been for y'all guys. Why? Because God told me to come here and connect myself with y'all. And I could have said, no, Bluntsville got 13 churches. I told him. But give me that that Proverbs 29, Beth, please. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the word, happy is he. Now the word vision there is not talking about natural vision. He's talking about when the word comes from the Lord to you and it gives you vision of being healed or whatever it may be, your house. Let me tell you something. I bought that house and me and Teresa immediately, it needed upgrades and different things, you know, and we didn't have no money, Johnny. I mean, we just didn't have no money. And we began to believe God. We began to believe that God would supply. We wanted better windows because those were in the 70s. And when it thundered, they rattled, the aluminum ones, you know. I mean, you hear a car go by real easy. I mean, it wasn't good. But you know what? We wouldn't quit believing God and wouldn't quit believing. And lo and behold, that was 1 year, the only time that woman's been able to get me some money back. D. We got some taxes back. And I'm like, this is good, man. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to buy a dozer and this and that. Teresa, no, we're going to put windows. We've been believing God. This has got a better window money. So we went and took that. What I'm saying is we wouldn't quit, but we were believing God, and we couldn't make it happen for something in the natural realm where we live, and God brought that to pass. We believe God for a metal roof. We got a metal roof. I believe God didn't have the money to believe God for. Well, I mean, he gave me the house. I remember this is way back yonder, but we lived over at Rose over there, I mean, if the air conditioner went out in the window, I would just throw it out in the yard, you know, and put another one in and lay there in the yard. So I had air conditioners around the house. And then that grows up around them, you know, and you don't want to weed eat. And I hated weed eating and all that. Well, I started leaving one morning, and there was a pile, big pile of something that somebody had dumped down there and beside the driveway. Everything was just awful, you know. And I started backing out, and I backed out in the road, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to clean this up. He said, this is what you look like on the inside. He said, I thought, nah, man, I don't look like this on the inside. He said, the outside is showing the inside. You know, and I thought about that day. And I said, okay, Lord. I'm going to believe you. I don't know how I'm going to clean up all this mess. Didn't have no money. I don't know how we're going to clean up all this mess. But we got a dumpster, not a dumpster, and I started cleaning that up every other week. I'd pack that thing full, boy. Well, when I started doing that, I started feeling good. Why? Because God wanted me to clean my yard up. Something in the natural wanted me to have my yard neat. So I started cleaning that thing, you know, finally got it cleaned up, and I thought, Oh, man, I'm going to fertilize it. You know, man, I think I'll fertilize the yard. I felt so good about it, man. I wanted to fertilize the yard. Then we got some hosta and put around the house and you know, and different things of that nature. Then I was over doing some door work to the neighborhood over. And that dude, about a year or two down the road, he said, how in the world have you got that place so beautiful like that? He said, that grass. I've been trying to get grass like that for a long time. He said, yeah, there you go, you know. And I said, well, I don't know, man. I just cleaned it up. I'm about 2 years in the Lord then. You know, just cleaned it up. And I really didn't bring up Jesus, but vision did it. And everybody, I mean, Teresa had a dump truck driver to stop by and commend on the hosta. And I think we give him some, didn't we? He was way off somewhere. I mean, it was so beautiful. You just had to look at our place when you went by. What happened? See, vision, and then that got in me. I mean, you know, that got in me. And even over here, I spent a solid year, you know, tearing up and getting ready to plant. It took me a year to get ready to plant grass over here on this. You know, where I live now, fixing these ditches and stuff, because I thought, you know what? And then people would tell me, gosh, all we got to do is go down through there, go down Mount Road. If you won't enter, my neighbors over there, oh, you're entertaining us. I said, I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm trying to get my place right. Well, my squirrels are happy. I got happy squirrels, happy dogs, happy insects till I spray them. Wow, there's a bounty there, man. I mean, you got the blessing on your place. But see, what I'm saying is, God give me vision to clean it up. He give me vision to clean it up. Give me that James 3, James 2. Beth, I got to get to it. It's time for us to. Vision, the Lord spoke this to me this morning. He said, vision gives you meaning in life. Vision will add meaning to your life. Vision will give you something to live for. Vision will give you something to go. See, look, if you don't make goals, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. I just want to go to bed and sleep. That's called lazy. The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep. So shall get that vision. So shall your you need a vision of that. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come. I worked that into my thinking that I'm not going, I might take a, I told Teresa yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I said, wake me up at 3:30. I said, I'm going to take a little nap, wake me up, if you're awake, wake me up at 3:30. And that's about 30 minutes or so, whatever. I told her, I said, because I don't feel good when I sleep too long. And I don't. I sleep too long, I don't feel good. When I don't feel good, and the more I sleep, the more I want to sleep. I'm like, oh, I told Travis one time, I said, yeah, I'm feeling lazy, it's feeling pretty good. He said, my brethren, can't see that. Yeah. Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons, for if there come to you assembly, a man with a gold ring, that's not it. No, I got you the wrong thing. Well, anyhow, I'll just quote a little to you that I need to close. Yeah. Paul said, some might say I have faith. He said, show me your faith without works. You can't. He said, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And then he goes on, he said, because faith without works is dead, being alone. And then he went on to say, was not Abraham, when I told him to offer Isaac up a sacrifice, justified when he took him up to sacrifice him on the altar? Then it goes on, he says, faith without works is dead, being alone. And in another chapter over there, he's talking about, might be the same chapter, he says, He says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That means you believe God as long as you got the money. Then when you don't, you get all discouraged. That's double-minded. He said instability's there. Unstableness is there. And the Bible says that let not that man that's doing that, continues doing that, a pattern of that, think that he shall receive anything from him because a double-minded man is unstable. So we don't want to be unstable in the visions. If you're having trouble in your marriage, get on the scripture. Get your words lined up with the word of God. Don't say what it is. If you're being attacked physically with sickness and all that, don't just lay down in it and say how bad you feel and all of that. Take the scripture and say, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And let that come out of your mouth. Let that be your meditation. Put you on some preaching. You find you some healing preaching. Because vision, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And see, one more little incident. Okay, we bought the house over there. In this church, the same way. We bought the house, and I wanted a retaining wall. Just mud bank there, and I'm pulling up in, you know, and we didn't have no money. You know, and so, bless God, I'm believing God. I thought, I drove up one day and I said, God, I believe you and I believe it right now. I received that retaining wall, bless God. In the name of Jesus, I just believe you, Father. You said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I came to church not long after that, and somebody back there had heard me say something about it, and they said, you know what God told us, because we're fixing to sell that over there. He said, God told me to give you all of them block over there. You want them? I said, when can I get them? Well, I was believing God for the block wall. Then they're fixing to move and going to leave the block wall, and God told them to give them to me. Oh, what a good story. That's yours if you do it. You'll be bringing out them testimonies. You'll be bringing out and saying, glory to God, I believe God for this. I didn't really believe I could ever have it or ever do it or ever be it, but I started believing God, and bless God, it started happening. That's how come I'd go to church at 5 months old in the Lord. Every week I'm testifying about something. And it wasn't flesh most time. I'm stirred up because God's moving. I mean, he's doing him on my job, man. I mean, he's moving. He's doing things, but I'm believing him. So don't lay your vision down. And you know what? When God told me and my brother to split, and I knew that he would take Western Overhead, and that was fine. That was the way it was supposed to happen. You know, I knew it when God wanted us to split, you know. And I thought, man, this is grossing a lot of money and blah, 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 and he's going to take it this. And I knew it. But I'd read in the Bible where, was it Lot? That's right. And God blessed the other. I'd already read that. And so I just went on. I went on by my faith in him. See, don't all be all self-preservation, but preservated. Trust him. Trust him. You trust God, he's going to lead you into waters where you're out of control and he's in. But you're in control because you're in faith in him. You're in control. My block wall's there. I look at a miracle every time I drove up. Every time I drive up, I'm like, God, that was you. God, that was you. My roof was you. I should have lost my house, God. God, that was you. Everything I have was you. And the Lord, and you know what the Lord said? He said, I couldn't have done it without you. So he needs you to be in there, take that vision and run with it. And so he can do miraculous things. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for prophetic vision. We thank you, Lord.